Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an SBS News podcast.
In this bulletin, the Tasmanian Premier looks for support from independents after being unable to secure a majority government. Federal housing ministers debate policy after a new report suggests a chronic shortage of tradies. And in Gulf, Australia's Gabriella Raffels is in contention for an LPGA Tour victory in California. From the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe says he has already reached out to independents and the Jackie Lambie Network after the Liberals did not secure a majority and will need support to govern. Labor leader Rebecca White says it's clear the Liberal Party has won the most seats at the election and should be given the first opportunity to form a government. Ms. White has not explicitly ruled out Labor forming a government if the Liberals fail to win support, but has made it clear it's unlikely. Mr. Rockcliffe says he has listened to what Tasmanians want.
Tasmanian people have not voted to change the government. What we have heard is that Tasmanians clearly want a focus on the issues that matter when it comes to cost of living, health and housing. What I do believe is that the people also voted for certainty and stability. We will have new members of Parliament.
A new report has found Labor's plan to build 1.2 million new homes over the next 5 years could be stifled by a chronic lack of tradies. The report by Build Skills Australia suggests Australia needs 90,000 extra construction workers over the next 3 months to meet the federal government's housing target by 2029. It says major national infrastructure projects, such as Melbourne's suburban rail loop and the Western Sydney Airport, will be most affected by acute workforce shortfalls. Housing Minister Julie Collins told Sky News building ministers are looking at alternative options of construction.
We know we've got a lot of work to do. We know we've got an ambitious housing target, which is why we're getting on with the job. Obviously, you know, having the Liberals voting against more housing in the Parliament is very unhelpful. And what I would say to the Liberals is they should be supporting housing measures in the Parliament instead of voting against them at every opportunity. And of course, you know, our Housing Australia Future Fund is now up and running. The first round of tenders closed on Friday, so I look forward in coming weeks and months to seeing the result of those tenders. We're getting on with the job of building homes right across the country.
But Housing Opposition spokesman Michael Sukkar has criticised the federal government, blaming migration for the lack of housing supply.
Just another example of how the Labor Party's fake target can never be met. We see surging and record migration, and yet on the skills lists, the sorts of skills that are involved in the construction of homes have not been dialed up. So we've got a migration program that's not helping build homes. All we've got is a migration program that's putting more pressure on the market. We've now got vacancy rates at a national level sitting at 1%.
Youth homelessness is on the rise as more young people are priced out by the nationwide rental crisis. Youth ambassadors have been in Canberra over the last week, bidding the federal government to bolster efforts to address the problem. They've been campaigning for youth foyers, a hybrid of social housing and homelessness services, which help young people focus on education without worrying about where they're going to live. Chief Executive of Homelessness Australia, Kate Colvin, was among the group.
Now, youth foyers are an important housing model because they provide young people with support around their education as well as support around other issues and provide a safe living environment for them. So one of the issues when young people flee a violent home or end up in a situation where they're homeless is that sticking with education can be really difficult. That's where sort of youth foyers fit in terms of supporting young people to continue with their education.
Millions of Hindus in Australia and around the world have marked the vibrant Holi Festival. People from all backgrounds have gathered in Sydney, Melbourne, Perth and Toowoomba this weekend to unite in dance, song and play with colours. It celebrates the eternal and divine love of the deities Radha and Krishna and signifies the triumph of good over evil. This festival goer says the event back home in India gets much crazier.
See the Indian community come together here and celebrate this wonderful festival. It just brings me, you know, takes me back home. Well, back home, I think it's crazier, it's wilder. People here are still playing safe. Back in India, people just go extremely wild. They play like hooligans, if I may say so. It's just the powder here, dry powder, and you know, it's just the friends, everybody coming together. Back in India, we use almost everything. There's water involved.
And in golf, Australia's Gabriella Raffels is in contention for a breakthrough LPGA Tour victory in California. Raffels is just 2 shots behind the leaders after 3 rounds at the Palos Verdes Golf Club. The 23-year-old carded a 6-under round of 65 in windy conditions in the 3rd round to be equal second. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.